Today in Pinellas Park, Florida's chief financial officer and a state senator announced that a program that helps Florida's residents to fortify their homes against hurricanes is coming to an end. CFO Alex Sink and Senator Charlie Justice were touting the My Safe Florida Home program and asking for people to support its continuation. Alex Sink oversees the Florida Department of Financial Services, which includes the My Safe Florida Home program. CFO Sink said the program is so popular that there are only 15,000 free inspections left, even though it was not scheduled to end until next June.
Participating homeowners received a free wind inspection report, which suggests ways that homeowners can harden their homes against storm damage, and it informs homeowners if they are currently eligible already to save money on their wind premiums. And to date, we found that 60% of the homeowners that we did inspections for were already eligible for discounts without knowing about it, because their agents or their insurance companies weren't aware that there were features of the home that qualified for discounts. And these savings have averaged about $200.
Charlie Justice is a state senator representing District 16, which includes parts of Pinellas and Hillsborough counties. He said the two-year-old program helped 30,000 people in those two counties and over 400,000 homeowners statewide.
We will announce that we have kind of come to the end of the funding of the program and encourage people to share with their legislators how important it is the program continue and exist. And the other thing is that we'll also announce that the governor signed legislation yesterday that I filed during the last session that streamlines the program, strengthens the program, and also creates a $10 million grant program for no-interest loans for you to go to the Home Depots or Lowe's of the world and purchase products that will help solidify your home, strengthen your home, and you can do it on a no-interest kind of program. So we're continuing to look for ways for people to harden their homes and protect themselves in case of a hurricane.
Sink said that My Safe Florida Home has provided 35,000 matching grants for homeowners to harden their homes to better withstand hurricanes. The $250 million program for Florida residents to strengthen their homes was beneficial for two reasons, Sink said.
First of all, you get insurance premium discounts when you harden your home against a hurricane. Secondly, think about it. Maybe a Cat 1 or 2 storm comes through and you don't have to leave your home and go and live in a motel or bear extra expense or be away from your pets or your children's school. So we need to just do everything we possibly can here in Florida to enable Floridians to stay in their homes and not have a lot of damage. Hurricane-proof windows here. What else did you do?
Sink said there were 8,000 applications for the free inspections last week alone, and she anticipates that all remaining slots will be gone before the end of this weekend. She said this on the front porch of Joseph Seelong, who spent $15,000 on hurricane-proof windows but got a considerable portion of that back from the My Safe Florida Home program.
They told me I would hear something within 45 days. Well, on the 45th day, I went to the mailbox and I found a check, which, of course, made me very happy. It was for $5,000, which is the maximum that is paid for under this grant program. By the way, I also saved some money on my insurance policies.
WMNF asked Senator Charlie Justice about one of the main criticisms of My Safe Florida Home, that the program's rules kept changing.
The law was changed halfway through, and we actually went back this year and tried to grandfather those people who had applied under the old. Basically, we said we changed the limit from a $500,000 home to a $300,000 home. So if you had a home in a certain value, unfortunately, you were eliminated. We just basically ran out of money. We basically said that we were going to fund the homes that, if the people were living in, probably needed the help a little bit more than the $500,000 homes and in windborne areas. So I would tell those people that I'm sorry that it worked out that way, that we tried to find the funding to grandfather those people in, but that I will go back every session that I'm in Tallahassee to work to find ways to help people solidify their home in case of storms.
Justice said he hopes Floridians will demand that funding for the program continue.
I think that if people will share with their legislators how important it is, we should make it a priority. We should find the funding. The Tax Watch identified over $100 million of turkeys in last year's tight budget. I think we can find money to help people solidify their home, especially people who can't afford to go out and spend $15,000 on windows. We need to help those people so that in case a storm comes, their entire house doesn't get destroyed.
CFO Alex Sink said she hopes the legislature will add funding so that the inspections part of My Safe Florida Home can continue.
It's ending because we're out of money. The Florida budget dollars have been declining, of course, over the past 2 years, and we may be looking at another tough year. But if we could $50 million, for example, would pay for 300,000 additional inspections.
You can sign up for a free inspection while they last at mysafefloridahome.com or call 1-866-513-MSFH. For WMNF News, reporting from Pinellas Park, I'm Sean Canaan.